The mantle is the layer of the Earth that comprises the bulk of Earth's volume, located just below the outer crust we live on. The chemical characteristics of the mantle can help us understand the Earth's volcanic activity as well as the cycling of important materials and gases, including CO2.
Something that people probably don't realize is volcanism that we don't see, volcanism that happened below the sea level, represents more than 80% of the volcanism on Earth. If we want to understand how Earth is working in general, we really need to understand how this type of volcanism works.
This is Sarah Lambert, an assistant professor in the Department of Geology and Geophysics at the University of Utah. Despite its importance, she says the chemical composition of the mantle is not well understood. Because the mantle is so far beneath the Earth's surface, geologists have previously used volcanic rocks originating as magma in the mantle to understand its composition. But the melting and mixing that occurs as the magma moves up to the Earth's surface alters its original chemistry. To avoid these challenges, Lambert and her colleagues looked at samples from mantle cumulate, which represents the first minerals to crystallize. They discovered that the mantle's chemical composition is a lot more heterogeneous than previously thought. Lambert compares the mantle's mineral structure to paintings by the abstract expressionist Jackson Pollock.
When you look at a Pollock painting from far away, it looks really like a mess, actually. But when you look at it in details, it's what I would call an organized mess. And I think that's what represents the mantle the best.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.